Zog de Mishnah daf kuf hei umet beis. Hakoreh b'chamosoi v'almesoi. If someone tears a beged out of anger or because he's rising kriya, lo yaleinu. V'chol ha-mekalkalin, or any other act that is destructive on Shabbos, apturin. Mekalkalin on Shabbos, apturin. Now the Rishonim explain, Rashi, daf lamed aleph, before Tosis on daf ayin hei, that the reason why there is a chisaron in mekalkalin is because the chisaron of meleches machsheves. Mekalkalin is not meleches machsheves. The Ran says a little more. The Ran says the reason why mekalkalin a potter is because to be mekalkalin is a maisa shtus. So maisa shtus is not a meleches machsheves. A thought out melacha that you know what you're doing is not a maisa shtus. So memela, that's why mekalkalin a potter. Zog the Mishnah weiter, va mekalkal amenas letaken, shiyuroi ki mesaken. If someone is mekalkal, in order to be misakin, like we had yesterday, if someone tears korea amanas litvor, or like we have moichel amanas lichtoy bezoisius, so the shear is kemisakin, because the kilku is only chayiv over here because it's considered a tikkun, because otherwise mekalkin a potter. The reason why mekalkin a chayiv when it's amanas lisakin is because the kilku gufa is a tikkun. So memela it's totally zebezeh. So therefore, the shear of the kilku is whatever the shear of the tikkun is. It's shear kemesakin. So by mechika, it's mechikas beizaisis. By ariga, it's whatever the shear of ariga is. That is by kriya, whatever the shear tfir is. So that's why it's shear kemesakin. Zok the mishnah vayit, the shear amalabin vamenapets. What's the shear for cleaning, for whitening? Vamenapets, and if a person untangles and he combs threads that are tangled, vatsavea, and you die, vatoiva, tviya is spinning threads together. The shear is
the size of a roichav asit. A sit is between the middle finger, the index finger, and the middle finger. When you hold it out wide like a V, that's called a sit. So roichav asit kofu is double of this, two of these. That is the shear for the amount that the beged yotzeveya, not a mashu, to be chayiv on midiraisa, it has to be the shear of shear libun on the thread that is kumole roichav asit kofu. Va'oirik shnei chutin, shear kumole asit. When someone is oirik tu chutin, so Rashi, in the roichav of the beged, so then it's kumole asit, then it's the size of the V sign from one tip of the finger to the other. That is, even though you're not oirik it al pnei kol roichav beged, once there is already an area in width that is kashir kamali asit, yechayv and arika.
Zog the Mishnah ureminu. The following, frek the Gemara, I'm sorry. Frek the Gemara ureminu hakareya bechamosoi uva avoloi valmeisoi chayev. If someone tears because of anger or because of his mace, said then he's chayev if it's done on Shabbos. V'yav apisha mechalas haShabbos yotzi dekia. So Gemara is about kasha from the Braisa, behedin alek the Mishnah. The Mishnah says mekalkalin apota on Shabbos. Korea bechamosi emesa on Shabbos yapota. And over here it says clearly in the Braisa, even though you chayev on chil Shabbos, you yotzi dekriya. The kriya that you had to do for the mace is a chiyev kriya. So meli yotzi. So it's a stira. So, and for the Gemara, loy kasha, hobe meisti day, hobe meis de alma. It depends. Meisti day means that we're talking about that it's chiv. He has a chiv of a shiva, one of the zayin krovim. Oviv, imoy, ochiv, achoisoy, ben, bit. So those, it's meisti day. So then taka, it's not a mekalkal. Then it's taka tikkun. I'm toing off because the kilkal taka is the mitzvah. So then taka yechayiv on the, even though you mechal Shabbos. Masha enkein korea mechamosi val mesa in the Mishnah is not talking about mesai. It's meist alma, stam. What does meist alma mean?
It means stam someone that died, that he read about in the obituary that he died. He decided to rise kri on him. But it's not mechuyev to rise kriya. It's not one of the Zion krim that is mechuyev to rise.
Oh, the Gemara is going to ask that. The Gemara is going to ask a stir in chamosai.
But before the Gemara asked that stira, frag the Gemara, the Mishnah itself by us says meisoi. Frag the Gemara of a meisoi katani, our Mishnah says meisoi. Zog the Gemara lo'olim b'meis di dei taka his meis. Uvahanach the labane avelis ninu. So that means in the Hamina, the Gemara did not learn this way. Now the Gemara is saying
that lo'olim we're talking about meisoi. That means not meisoi that is mechuyev in Kriya mitzad hilchas avelis, because from the Zayin Krovim. It just means Mesoi, like Rashi says, Mutal Olav LeKoivroi. He is Mechuyev to be Koivim. Either he works for the Chevra Kedisha, it's a Mes Mitzvah, he's Mutal LeKoivroi. So that's called Mesoi. But it's not called, it's still called a Mekalkalim because the Mesoi, it's not from the Zayin Krovim that he's toying up with the Mesoi Kriya. So in Mela, it's Taka Mekalkalim. Masha Enkein, the Gemara is talking about where it's Mesoi from the Zayin Krovim. In the Hamini, we learned Mesoi meant that it doesn't mean his stam means I read about an obituary about someone. Stam a mace ba'almo. The Gemara in the Hamina wasn't a daik mesoi. I was Korea on a mace. Korea on a mace is mekalkalin. What kind of mace? No shaykhas to me. Now he's saying, lo'olam, it's a shaykhas to you. What's the shaykhas? It's mutal ol v'koivroi. But not the pshat that it's your mace from the Zayin Krovim. And that'll be the chiluk that if it's Zayin Krovim, then it's a chiev, so then it's considered a mesaken. If it's not, then it's taka mekalkalin, even though it's mutal koivroi.
So Rashi just says, "La'olam b'meis didei shemutal al b'koyvoy." For whatever reason, mutal al b'koyvoy. I don't know if it's a makes mitzvah, but it's maybe he finds a cave. He's mutal b'koyvoy. That's his job. But l'meisa, he's not from bnei avelim ninu. Maybe he works for the chevra kedisha. He's mutal al b'koyvoy. Zok d'gemar is another condition. V'i chachamu. If the mace that we're saying is not mesoi, it's not from the one that is mechuyev and avelis, but he's a chochem, the Talmud Chochem, the Rishonim say the Ramban says, shoylin oisa b'chol mokim v'hu meshiv, doesn't mean any chochem, it means a chochem that is everyone is mechuyev in Kriya, so then chiyuv and mechayev, then everyone's mechayev in Kriya. Then even if it's not from the chiyuv and avelis. So Gemara the Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, chochem she mace, hakol kroivav, hakol kroivav, everyone's related to him. Elaim hakol kukroivav, everyone's like his kroivim. Hakol koyin olav, everyone's mechuyev to the kriya. Hakol cholzin olav, everyone is mechuyev to be megala. Rashi says, the cloak, that kshefo chalutzay aguma, the shoulder is revealed. That was a minute that they did. Hakol mevagin olav berchova, they get the sudas havra and the rechova, that the food that they eat after the kvura is brought to them. So we see even by chacham, everyone is mechuyev. So Gemara lo tzrich de lav chachamu. We're talking about that he's not the chacham that shol noise b'chol mokem b'meishiv. So Gemara zok Gemara vi adam kashru. If he's an adam kasher,
meaning he's shoymet Torah mitzvahs. He's not a talmud chacham, but he's a shoymet Torah mitzvahs, a regular adam kasher. So zok the Gemara chiyuve mechayve yevaita mechuyev to rise kri on him. Now there's a machlokes to show him. What does it mean you mechuyev to rise kri on him? So the Ravid learns that ein chanami, there's a chiyuv even on an adam kasher. There's a chiyuv to rise kriya. Others learn that no, there's no chiyuv to rise kriya. There's a chiyuv to be boicha on an adam kasher. Once you're boicha on him, so memela who then if you are also kareah, if you add on, that's not called mekalkel. Forget it's a schus for the nifta that you also kareah on him. As I state in Ritva, he brings a ra'ah that says that pshat. Another pshat brought down in the Ritva, he says that even if there's no chiyuv kriya on adam kasher, because there's no chiyuv kriya on adam kasher, but lemaisa, if a person is moisif, kol ha-moisif ba'avelis ha-geza meshubach, so to speak, so memela the kriya becomes a yisof in ha-avelis, and memela it's not a mekalkel. So it's not a chiyuv in the kriya, it's a chiyuv in the to be boicha. But if you're moisif on that, so memela it's not called a mekalkel.
La halacha the Mechaber and Ramo argue by an odom kosher if you kareah. The Ramo says we're noig natu, but if you b'shas it is l'shomer, then everyone agrees that you're kareah. So zok gemara v'ayter the tanya b'rima ma'mesi bonu v'bnoi special odom k'shem k'tanim. Why does this person's children lo elenu die k'desh yifke v'yisabal odom kosher? So he should cry in odom kosher. So gemara k'desh yifke avun yishakli minei, because we want him to cry in odom kosher, so we take away his mashkin, his agovain. Because in the past, he did not cry and wasn't misabal on Adam Kosher. In the past, he didn't do that. It was a levaya of Adam Kosher. He's supposed to be boicha. Shkola boicha on Adam Kosher, moicha lo kolav and oisav. Shul kovich osa. Sog the Gemara, loy tzricha, the law of Adam Kosher. So we're talking about that he's not even an Adam Kosher. I mean, he doesn't have the minimal of mitzvahs, even though Kol Yisrael is Megen Lein Mitzvahs Kirimon, but he doesn't have that. He's not on kosher. So Gemovi, the Zokti Gemovi, there's another Echatimtzer that you have to, Mechuyiv, to be Korea. Vida Koybish has Tziz Neshama, even by not an Odom kosher, if you're there at the time it's Tziz Neshama, Chiyuv Mechayiva. The Tiny Reb Shimon Eloza Oima, Hoyim Dal Amez, Bishas Tziz Neshama, Chayiv Likoya. Holom Azadom, Lasev Tere Shanisifo. So you're Mechuyiv to be Korea. So Gemovi, Loi Tzricho, the Loi Koy, Bishas Yitzias Neshama. He wasn't there Bishas Tziz Neshama. And that's Pshat in our Mishnah. Even though it says Meso, it means He's punk mechuyev mutar lekayvroi, but he's neither all the conditions that he said that he's not the b'shas tzias neshama. He's not an adam kosher. He's not a tamat chacham. He's not meisa that you mechuyev to miss avil. Only he's mutar lekayvroi, and that's why he's potter because he's mekalkalin. Mashenka the Gemara, the Brayz is talking about real meisa.
The Rav says
mutar
lekayvroi. What's mutar lekayvroi?
Mutol. Yeah, mutol. It's obligated on him to be koyvim. Why is it obligated? For whatever reason. Either he works at the Chevra Kedisha, or that's his job, or...
Or Meis Mitzvah that he found.
That's like his Meisai. Mutul Olam L'Koyver, Zagdashi. Now, there's a lot of Yisrael Zdika raids in the Rishonim and Achronim on this sugya of Mekalkalin. First is a famous Rashba that brings a Rishalmi. We're saying that what? That even though Yimachal Shabbos, the Gemara brings a Braisa. Yotzi de Kriya, Frekta Yushalmi, I, Ilchari, you're not Yotzi, it's Mitzvah above Avega. How can be Yotzi de Kriya? It's Mitzvah above Avega, just like Matzah Zula. You're not Yotzi de Chavosa. If stolen Matzah, if you eat, you're not Yotzi the Mitzvah. Why are you Yotzi over here? Enter the Yushalmi, the Loshan of Yushalmi brought by the Rajba. Tamon Gufa Avega. Hocha hu over Avega. That means, Tamon Gufa Avega, meaning, by matzah, the heft of the matzah is a shtik aveira. It's stolen matzah, stolen property. So mainly it can't be yoitzah the mitzvah. It's mitzvah above aveira. You want to be yoitzah mitzvah is matzah zula. It's taman who over aveira. It's taman guf aveira. Mash enkein over here. It's mitzvah the gavra that is an aveira. Mitzvah the gavra he was korea on Shabbos. It's not. Tamon guf aveira. It's who over aveira. He was oivan aveira. He was the one that was Kogeh B'chamosi on Shabbos. So in Mela, it's Mitzat de Gavra, so Mela, that would not be considered a Mitzvah above Avera. You need to have the Heftzah of the item being Avera. Zok the Ramban, according to this, if you have a beggar that's Gozul, a stolen beggar, not a beggar that you tore on Shabbos, a beggar that's stolen, you're talking up Yotzi de Chavosoi, but then talking it's Mitzvah above Avera. And who are then Fakert? Yushalm himself fears always this, the way the ritual learns up, as a Tmiya, meaning, If let's say you took out matzah, dalad amas and shus rabim on Shabbos,
meaning on Shabbos Pesach, where is an isa hoitzah or havaras dalad amas?
So avad over there, you are yoitzah matzah. Matzah gzula is only when it's the heft of the item is an avera. Mashekin hoitzah dalad amas b'tzad the gavra, then we're not staring the mitzah matzah.
So be nafkamina both ways.
It has to be mitzvah avera. Has to be the heft has to be an avera. Mashenken, just a chesaron in the gavra, that we now called mitzvah above avera. Another nekuda discussed in the achronim is that kvega is matmiya. The Gemara says akreb chamosoi uva avelo al meisoi akreb chamosoi uva avelo al meisoi is chayev v'apish mechal to shabbos yatekia. So what do you mean is chayev for this mekalkel? Mekalkel we said is not called umlechs machsheves. Over here the mekalkel. You're going to be chayiv. L'chayra, Tosis on Daf Ayin Gimel says, he brings this over here by Mekalkalin, and he says, it's only chayiv by Korea Amanas Litvar. Over here, it's not Amanas Litvar. Without that, Korea remains Mekalkalin. You need Amanas Litvar that it shouldn't be Mekalkal. So L'chayra, it's Amanas Litvar. Who cares that it's Mesoy and it's Mutalolov and it's Zayin Koyvim and it's Mechoyv Lis'abel? L'maisa, it's not Amanas Litvar. So that's what Craig is kasha. So the Achronim say, the Nezer wants to answer, that you don't need Amanas Litvar, the Etzim. You just need that my intent is to be Toifa. You don't need that the Maisa Kriya is in order to sew it together. Let's see what we said before. There's a bubble in the seam, in the weave, so you're tearing in order to sew. That is Kriya Amanas. You don't need Amanas. You just have to have, it's enough that you have my intent. My intent is not Amanas, my intent is to be Toifa. That already makes it that it's not a mekalkel.
It's not to be told.
What? Why is it then not to be toifim? Why?
Just ripping it.
I understand, but intent is after the kriya. Unless it's over imo, you're not allowed to be toifa. But if it's not over imo, you're allowed to be toifa. So that I'm a nas lit for. My intent is to be toifa afterwards. Not the mice of kriya is I'm a nas. I have an intent to be toifa. That already makes it that's not a makalkal. It's not a makalkal. We don't see a mice of kilkal in this mice. Because my intent is in nokta shloishim to be toifa. That's why it's like Avnezer. The stipling Kilis Yankov says another teretz. He says, when the kriya mitzad atzmoy doesn't have a tachlis, it's the tzorich for a tikkun of something. So then the tikkun has to be amanas litfor. Masha inkin al meisoy or bechamosoy, the kriya itself has a tachlis to mekam the mitzvah kriya. So then you taka don't need amanas. That's how he answers with Kivegas Kasha. Now, like Gabriel Suga mitzvah baba vera, we said the teretz of the achronim that. It has to be mitzvah baba vera is only a steer when it's in the chefza of the zach. Now shvein came when it's a chisorn in the gavra. That's not called mitzvah baba vera. There's other mahalchin in the achronim. Some say mitzvah baba vera is only when you have no choice. You have to do it this way. I can only eat the matzah on Pesach and it's bavera. So that's called mitzvah baba vera. Mashing the kriya I don't have to do now. I can be kriya tomorrow. So that's not called mitzvah baba vera. Another mahalach that Achronim say is that the kriya is not the ma'isa mitzvah. The kriya is only nechatimtza. The main thing is the toitzah of the kriya. You have to wear torn clothing during the shiva. So vibal the cheftza is not the mitzvah, it's only the toitzah, so that would not be called the mitzvah baba vera. So we finished Mesai. Mesai with Meyashev, the Mishnah, and the Braise talking about two different cases. He's not b'shas, he's Meshomah in the Mishnah, not kosher, not Talmud Chochem, not Mesai. It's only mutol all of the kovrei. So it's mekalkin. It's bottom. Mashenk and the brisa. Zok the gemara teinach meisoy. This is very good. We answer the steer in meisoy. Elo chamosi, ya chamosi kasher. It's still a steer in chamosi. Like you were asking, the Mishnah says korea bechamosoy is potter. It's mekalkin, and the brisa says umino korea bechamosoy uvavolim al meisoy. Those says chamosoy. Chamosi yechayev. That even though you mechal Shabbos, you yotzi de kriya. Okay, but according to the chamosay part, it says yichayev. Is that called mekalkelin? So gemal chamosay chamosay namely kasha, a new teretz. Horeb Yehuda, horeb Shimon. We know that the machlokes are Shimon. Imeloch shein itzichil guf is chayev apotter. So we're saying the Gemara, the Brayse is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's meloch shein itzichil gufa, and that's why you take a chayev. Masha enkein, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon. Meloch shein itzichil gufa is potter. I'd rather not have this whole thing. That's called Ein Tzich L'Gufa. So Mele, you're going to be put. So Rashi right away says, in Dilma Masa Horeb Yehuda, Umeise Amese Ochanami Avmotze L'Trutze. I could have really answered that first Kasha too, that one is Rabbi Yehuda, one is Rabbi Shimon, and the Etzim Stira and Meisoy. Toysis Behedya argues, and Toysis says no, that Meisoy L'Chuli Alma you would be Chayev, because you're being Mesakein, because of the chi of kriya, so that would not be considered a melocha shenitzicha legufa. Tosis comes out that it would not be lekuli alma. I forget. It would be lekuli alma chayv. It would not be tolin machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Now Rashi fears at the end that v'lemituk be'elik Rabbi Yehuda the melocha shenitzicha legufa hi k'moitzi sameis lekoyvro. Again, so Rashi Rabbi Yehuda hi rather do it like one tana and not say it's only machlokes Rabbi Shimon. But let me talk about Elik Reb Yehuda. It's only going to Reb Yehuda. The melacha shenitzich legufi k'moitzi sameis lekoyvroi. That means that just like there's a gemara earlier that we had that when you're moitzi a meis lekoyvroi, if you're taking out lekvura, it's still called melacha shenitzich legufa. I need it. I need a lekvura. No, there has to be legufoi ulegufa. Lugufoy for the mace and lugufoy for the person. Over here, the person, but turn it I'd rather not be busy with this. So, mele is not called tzich lugufoy vaita, and that's what we're saying, that it's moitzi sa mace is melochish and tzich lugufoy. Frek di gomorel, eime de shamed le Rabbi Yehuda b'misakin. You want to tell me the price is Rabbi Yehuda? When did Rabbi Yehuda say the whole din of melochish and tzich lugufoy? We had really in the gomorel in the fine gimel. Is when we say melochish and tzich lugufoy? That's by misakin. When you're misakin something, Gemara B'Deir said, when you're choyfa guma in the bias, where it's mekalkel, because the homes get ruined, the homes were made out of earth, so then it's not called melacha shenitzich legufa, even though usually choyfa guma it's oklafora, Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev, but now it's mekalkel. So Zog Gemara, when does Rabbi Yehuda say melacha shenitzich legufa is chayev and misakin? The mekalkel mishamadle. He never said about mekalkel. Over here it's mekalkel. Omer Rav Avin, hainami mitakinu. So now a goof is saying that over here it's also called mesakin. This is called mesakin. It's mesakin because the maisa, you need it. Why do you need it? Zogt die Gemara, de ka'ove nachas ruach li yitzroi. The chamosoi, we're talking about chamosoi now. The chamosoi is mesakin because it's a nachas ruach li yitzroi. I'm getting my anger out.
I'm pacifying my anger on the piece of the article of clothing that I'm tearing. That's the oise nachas ruach li yitzroi.
That's a tikkun for my yitzer. So mamela, it's called mesakin, it's not called mekalko. So the Mishnah is talking about the same case. That means the Mishnah is also talking about that you're getting out your anger. And it's mesakin.
And the Losh Mekalklin in the Mishnah is going on Mesoi. And Chamosoi is taka potter because it's going according to Reb Shimon. And it's Enzich Legufa.
The Melosh Enzich Legufa is potter. Meaning, Le'olam, if it's mesakin, so both are mesakin. We're not saying the different case in the Mishnah and the Braisa. We're not saying one is mesakin and one is not. No. They're both mesakin. Otherwise, the Gemara could have answered, one is Mekalklin, one is mesakin. The Gemara is saying, no, they're both taka mesakin. But one is Reb Shimon and one is Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda, it says Lachshen Tzeguf is Chayev, is only by Misakin. Reb Shimon says Lachshen Tzeguf is Potter, even by Misakin. Zogdi Gemara, so the Nachas Ruach makes it a Misakin. So then the Lachshen Tzeguf contributes Chayev. Uchagav ne Mishori, are you allowed to be, get out your anger, and then it's Mutter? Vatani Reb Shimon, Yalosa Oimah, Mishum Chilfa, by Igor. Someone tears his clothing out of anger. Or you break utensils out of anger. Or you throw out your money out of anger. Whoever's kois is kilo avid avid zoga. So you have to look at avid avid zoga. Shkach umnotz yetz zoga. That's how the yetz zoga works. Hayoyim emel asei kach. Today tells them to do as follows. Ulamach emel asei kach. Atchoyim avid avid zoga. V'hoylich v'avid. So lecharei shver, how could you say that's called a tikkun? Omer avin my kogo, like we see in the pasuk a hint to this. Lo yeh b'cho el zor v'leishtach v'le'el nechor. Ezu el zor sheyesh begufoi. Where's an el zor in the person itself? Ezu el zor sheyesh begufoi shalodom. Havoyim ze yetzer hara. So al kaponim it's not a mesakin. So gemar leitzricha the ko'ovid lemil me'em sa incha beisa. I'm doing it in order to instill fear in my household. Fear means I want to instill law and order, that I'm in charge. Shouldn't be fkatus. There's order in the courtroom, so to speak. There's order taking place in home. So Mamela, that's why you do it. Ki hod Rav Yehuda sholif matzvaisa. Rav Yehuda was sholif, he tore from the beged the seam. So it's dafka matzvaisa, the seam that can be easily put back together, so it's not called baltashchis. But he did it to show them that he's still fear, he's angry, and they'll follow what his call. Rav Acha ben Yankov tova mani tvira. Again, the Gemara is not baltashkis. He broke a broken kli. So it wasn't stam baltashkis. It was broken anyways, so then he did it. Or Rav Sheshes Romele le'emse munina aresha. He threw a tzir shal dogim ktanim on his maidservant. He threw fish yoach, small little sardines, or the oil of the sardines, a tzir, on the amsei, on his amsei, on the head of the amsei. This is all to show that is lemirme inch aims to inch abeisa. Rav Abba tovar nachmesa. Rav Abba tore a nachmesa. Rashi says it's kisui akad, the covering, the lid of a kad.
Now this din is not a steer to the sugi we had on Lamed Daled that tzorich lemember benichusa or shloish advarim tzorich unlearn b'sech beisa of Shabbos. Keheche de lekabli minei. Now Rashi over here says that when you're doing it, when it's also to get angry for this reason, before the Gemara says you're doing it for a purpose, so it's not called mesakin, because you're melamed umeragli yitzchoy lovey olav, so it's mekalkel. That's the reason. The Rambam says that this be'etzem b'choil would be also, because you're melamed yitzchoy lovey olav. So it's not stam, it's also on Shabbos because of mekalkel, and it's be'etzem also b'choil.
Zog the Gemara, Omer Bshimim Pazi, Omer Bshimim Levi, Mishum Bakapora. Kol Amoyre Demoyz, now the Gemara goes back to what we said earlier.
That a person has to be boichal on Adam Kosher. The Gemara says, Shkola boichal on Adam Kosher, moichal on Kolav Anoysov. Bishul Kovid, Sheosaloi.
Now the Gemara goes into that sugya. Zog the Gemara, Omer Bshimim Levi, Mishum Bakapora, Kol Amoyre Demoyz, Adam Kosher. We said afterwards, Adam Kosher, you're supposed to be boichal. Zog the Gemara, Kol Amoyre Demoyz, Adam Kosher, Kosh Bochus, Seifrin, Menichin, Beveiz Gnozov. The Hebrew counts those tears and he placed them in Beveiz Gnozov. Shenemar. Like it says in the pasuk, Noidi Safalto Ato Simo Dimosi Benoitcho Haloi Besifroscho. that the Eibush Medovna Melech says you counted the tears. Oh, maybe you don't have Kol Misatzeh Besperish Chochem. Whoever is lazy to be misabel about Chochem, Roy LeKoyv Roy B'Chayov, he's Roy to be buried B'Chayov. Shenemar VaYikvu Oisoi B'Gvul Nachlose B'Timnas Serach Asher B'Har Efroim Mitzofen L'Har Geosh. This is talking about by the Kvura of Yeshua. So the Eibusha says that he was about to take the har and bury them over there, them alive. Because they were misatzel in the hesped.
It wasn't shloshim hespedim like by Moshe and Aaron.
Someone is misatzel, then he's not marich yomim. Zog the Gemara, mida keneged mida. Why is it mida keneged mida?
It's a remiss to Mida Keneged Mida, the Mida of the Saw. That's how it's going to be, Tiriveno.
So Rashi says, it's Mida Keneged Mida. He wasn't misabel because Niskatzer Yimei Chochem. So too, his life will be Niskatzer. Now the question is, let's say the Chochem is Zokain. So what do you mean he's Mitzatzel Besperish of Chochem? He's not Niskatzer Yimei Chochem. Jared says, no. Any Zokain, even a 103-year-old Chochem, Rabbi Yasha was nifter. It's a veda for the ganze door. It could be 103 years old. So that's called, that is niskatzu yimei chochem too, maybe. Because it's niskatzu, because we needed him more in this world. Every second counted. So mele li miskatzu yomov. Zog mor eis ve rebchi barab el reb yechnen. Vayavdu ho omes Hashem kol yimei Yeshua. V'chol yimei azkenim asherichu yom ach Yeshua. So we see this kenim lived an abundance of years. The resurrection to longevity after Yeshua. So what do we say? Midah keneged midah that they were nisatzel, so they niskatzu. Omale bavloi yomi merichu. No, they were marich yomi. That means they had good days, but they didn't live a ripe age. The life was good, but not to old age. Shonim loy richu. Fegmolam yato leman yibu yemechem yeminechem. So maybe the bracha in the kirishma is also only yomim, not shonim. Veloy shonim. So gemar bracha shanim. It comes to the bracha. It's all inclusive. It means yomim and shonim. V'omer pchir baramam yechlon. Echem in the achim shemeis yidu kol haachin. You have to be worried about misiv. One of the achim meis. Echem in the chabura shemeis tida kol chabura kulo. Then the ganz chabura has to be worried. Amulah the Meis Golul, Amulah the Meis Kotun. So you have to be worried. So Rashi says, either Meis Golul because Midas Adin starts with the Rosh HaBayis, and that's, you have to be worried because it starts over there, or Am the Meis Kotun because the Kilkola, Maschilim in HaKotun, like the Moran Brocha says, first Nochesh was punished, then Chav, and then Odom HaRishon.
Stop over here, the top of Kuvov. Oh, yeah.